done in plain English, whether it's things like copying music or making it very approachable and simple. The idea is to really broaden the use of digital media to people that have never tried it before.
Now, again, is this the MP3 stuff we hear about and Napster and all this kind of stuff?
Well, MP3 is... we do play MP3 files, and it's the same concept for digital music. MP3 is about 10-year-old technology, and what we're introducing today really makes not only the experience simpler, finding it, enjoying it, but if you're making, for example, your own music, you can create your own CDs, or you can store the favorite tracks off your CDs in a digital file on your computer. We actually take up half the size of MP3 files.
What about the concerns of the record companies that all their stuff's going to be stolen and the artist isn't going to make any money?
Well, in addition to making the player available for people to enjoy the music that is already out there, part of what we offer in the technology is the ability for record labels or artists to manage and protect the music that they put online so they can offer an exchange of value, whether it's visit my website and you can play the music, or maybe it's like what EMI is doing today. EMI has released 100 of their best-selling albums and singles, online, digital form, ready to use with Windows Media Player 7.
Now, what's the difference between the Windows Media Player 7 and some of the earlier editions?
Well, the earlier editions focused on simply playing back the audio and video, very very basic functionality. And Windows Media Player 7 takes a lot of the new things that people want to do with their computers. For example, we didn't used to play CDs. We didn't have built-in access to find new music and videos that you'd like on the internet. So it's really adding all the new features, all the common things you're going to want to do, but we did it in such a way that it's still very approachable, very friendly, and much simpler than what's out there until now.
Mm. Did you actually join Microsoft right out of college?
No, actually, I did not. Went to college. I've been with Microsoft. This will be my 10th year. Went to college, but worked in a number of different areas before I came here.
Let me ask you a question, because I'm aiming this toward the boneheads over in Washington, D.C., who are trying to break up the company. And I think that they've caused nothing but pain for not only the people in Microsoft, but also all the people who invest in them, which is a lot of the people in the country. Would something like this have been developed if they had split the company up? Where would this have been? Would this have still been developed?
Well, you know, it's hard to say and hard to predict, but I'm certainly not certain that it would have come out the same way had it been from different companies, because as a software developer, one of the best things about the company is that you get the economies of scale. You get smart people that make software, whether it's for the internet or for music compression making a new interface that makes it so much easier to use, and all those pieces come together in a really unique way, and that's the value add. That's where it's at.
Mm. So the Windows Media Player number 7 is available. It's free, right? We should mention that there's no cost to that, right?
That's correct. If you've bought Windows, then which you have, if you're running on your most likely on your PC, then the Media Player is a free upgrade.
Yeah, I actually upgraded myself based on some software that was sent to me from Microsoft, and it really is. It's very good. You can it's not only for audio, but it's also for video as well, right?
Absolutely. Music videos, even full-length movies, are available on the internet now.
Yeah, the quality is just incredible, and I can just imagine 5-10 years down the road, Kevin, what Microsoft will be coming up with at that point.
This is a fantastic starting point, and that's where we see it's really going to take off from here.
Do you think that the TV itself and computers will be merged eventually, and that they'll all be in one particular area?
Well, we're starting to see that in some ways already. I don't foresee the elimination of the TV, of course, but when you're mixing technology and information like what you get on the internet today, whether it's artist information or information about programs, what I want to watch that's on 3 hours from now or 6 hours from now or a week from now, certainly we're going to start seeing TVs get smarter and the computer and devices acting more like television, really mixing it, because that's how people are used to working.
Yeah, it's amazing. This whole thing is just crazy. Today, again, you can go. Now, where exactly would they go on the net to get this?
It's starting at midnight tonight. It'll be available at windowsmedia.com.
Windowsmedia.com.
Uh-huh.
And again, you mentioned that this software does set the standard for protection of the artist's rights as well in digital music.
Yeah, and that's designed really so that record labels can use the internet to make available all the new music and videos that they want. They want to be able to sell it just like they sell in a record store, but they want the flexibility that the internet gives them. So you can play all the music you already have and videos, but you can also buy great new music that's coming out online.
And Kevin, personally, what are you working on right now in terms of upcoming product maybe or something a little different that you can talk about?
In the digital media division, that's what we're focused on as the player. One of the really exciting new areas is this concept of portable music players, the actual devices that connect to your PC that let you take the music with you. And that's where we are seeing an explosion of interest. Even things like wristwatches that have music player capabilities built right in, cellular phones that have television screens. It's just amazing. It's really blending the line between what you do with a device and what you do with a computer.
I think that the fact that we've seen these little tiny little units that you can get your webmail and you know crawl the internet with, it's all getting together, and it's going to be. I can imagine in 10, 15 years from now, we'll be living in the Jetsons.
Yeah, or the Dick Tracy, Jetsons world, absolutely.
Yeah, it's coming. It's amazing to me that our children and grandchildren are going to be very lucky in many ways.
My son, who's 3 years old, it just fascinates me what it's going to be like when he's my age, what kind of miracles and wonders are going to be available then.
Now, is your three-year-old using the computer yet?
Yes, he is. He loves it. He plays games, and in fact, he already knows how to use the media player. He knows where to go and find the song that he really likes.
That's amazing, isn't it?
It's just I doubt I could have done it at 3 years old, but it's a testament to how much computers are getting easier every year.
I have a 6-year-old and 8-year-old who like to comb the internet, and they do a lot of work on games and things like that. I think it's great.
Fantastic.
As long as you watch them and you make sure you know what they're doing.
Absolutely.
That's all that counts. Kevin, congratulations again. Tonight at midnight, the media player, the digital Microsoft Media Player 7 will be available. Just go down to, WindowsMediaPlayer.com, right?
Just WindowsMedia.com.
WindowsMedia.com. So check it out tonight at midnight. And don't forget, it's free. So as long as you got a Windows 95, 98, get down there and download it. Thanks so much for coming on with us today.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Take care, Kevin.